Joined now on the G&M Family Market phone line by Barry Griffiths, a former WWE superstar who now stars in the Cirque du Soleil show, Ka. Barry, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Brian.
Before we talk about the wrestling stuff in the Cirque du Soleil, I read up last night that you were actually a pretty good footballer back in the day. Is that something that you wish you could have pursued before an injury happened that kind of derailed that in your defensive career?
Well, I guess most people would know it as soccer, right? I'm guessing you don't call it football there, but yeah, well, when I was younger, I was, back in Wales in the UK, soccer's a pretty big deal, you know. Most of my friends either grew up soccer players or rugby players, you know. I wasn't too bad, and I really enjoyed being out in the field and playing and with my friends and stuff like that. But it was just something that happened, you know. I don't think I was ever really going to make it professionally or anything like that. Obviously, it kind of happened, and it was what it was, you know. It kind of came to an end when I was younger, when I think I was maybe 19. So, but it led, honestly, without that, I don't think I would be what I am today, because I kind of stopped playing soccer, and I wasn't the biggest guy then, you know. I was tall and that, but I had all this energy that I was used to from training and playing soccer, and I kind of used that because I was then bored and wasn't playing sports that much, and applied it to the weight room and lifting weights and, you know, sculpting my body, really, you know, and getting bigger and getting in shape. And that kind of led me to wrestling, which led me to Cirque du Soleil. So, no, I wouldn't change it for the world, because I really think that if I hadn't stopped playing soccer, I wouldn't be here today.
Of course, many people will know you, as you mentioned, due to your wrestling career, and you performed under the name Mason Ryan in a very good angle. I remember you in Nexus, actually, back in the day. How do you look back on your time in the company, and do you wish it had been longer of a run?
Well, I was actually with the company for a little bit over 4 years. I look back at that time, and like you said, I remember the night I made my debut. I don't think it's something I'll ever forget, you know, debuting on Monday Night Raw and the main segment interfering in the match between CM Punk and Cena's, you know, it is as big as it really ever gets for me, really, you know, unless you're going to have a WrestleMania match. But, you know, it was a huge deal for me, and I remember that night like it was yesterday. I feel fortunate that I had that career. You know, yes, it wasn't as long as maybe I would have wished for, but at the same time, it really was a whirlwind, and I really did have a good time. You know, I guess if you around CM Punk, around a lot of the guys who were doing really well for themselves now, you know, I got to travel the world, I got to perform in front of thousands and thousands of people. And like I mentioned with my football career, without WWE, it wouldn't have led me to where I am today here with Cirque, you know, and I'm extremely happy with where I am now, you know. So you could wish for more, but, you know, there's no point in thinking about it like that. And like I said, I'm overjoyed at what I'm doing now, you know. I absolutely love what I'm doing now. I don't even want to call it a job, because it's not that, you know. It's something I come to work every day, you know, excited and so I wouldn't change anything at all. I'm very happy with the way everything's gone.
We're talking with Barry Griffiths here, who stars in the Cirque du Soleil show, Ka. How did you end up working in Cirque du Soleil? You talk so glowingly about it. I've seen a couple of Cirque du Soleil shows and know how great they are. How did you actually end up becoming a big part of this show?
Well, when I finished up with WWE, I was sort of wrestling independently all over the world. You know, I was in Japan quite often. I was going to the UK a lot. And I was wrestling all over the US. Randomly, out of the blue one day, WWE called me. Left a voicemail saying that they had a job opportunity for me. So I was like, okay, that sounds interesting, you know? So I called them back, and they said that Cirque du Soleil had called them, interested in maybe finding one of their former wrestlers to fill a role that they had in the show. Of course, I was really interested. So I called them back, and they passed on my information, my pictures, and some of my videos, and my bio on that to Cirque du Soleil, and then they contacted me directly, offered me the chance to come audition. And then I actually came to audition here out in Vegas with three other wrestlers. And so there was four of us auditioning, and three of them were wrestlers, and I knew all three of them very well. So then we had a really fun audition process where, you know, being wrestlers and being, you know, alpha males and competitive, we all kind of got quite competitive in a fun way, you know. And then on top of that, everyone from Circus Leg, it was really cool. And it didn't make you feel like an audition. It made you feel like, I don't know, just a fun experience, you know. So we kind of did some physical stuff to start off with to prove that we were all physically fit enough, which we all were. And then we got to go into the theater and kind of jump on some airbags, you know. So you can imagine four big wrestlers acting like big kids jumping on airbags and absolutely loving it, you know. And then we finished off the day doing some role-playing, some character stuff. That was kind of it, really, you know. I left thinking, you know, what a fun experience it was. And if nothing else, I'll take it for what it was, a great day and a great experience. But fortunately for me, about a week later, I got a call offering me the part, and of course I jumped at the opportunity, you know.
Now, looking at some of the videos online, this show looks phenomenal. But what is it about Ka that sets it apart from other shows, whether it be other Cirque du Soleil shows or other shows on the Vegas Strip?
Well, to me, I think more than anything, it's just that it's such a visual spectacle, you know. It's the theater itself, when you just walk into the theater, it's just so massive and so very cool, you know. It's from top to bottom, it's 9 floors, you know, so it gives you some kind of perspective of how big it is. You know, and then, you know, we have over 80 artists, I think, on, you know, doing the show, performing, and the stage revolves and moves, and we have stages at the side who go up and down. There's one at the back who goes front and back, and people coming at you from all angles. And we're, you know, it's almost a 3D show at times because the action is not restricted to just the stage. You know, the performers come through the crowd, they're in the crowd, and, you know, people really feel like they're part of the show as well. And it's just an amazing thing to see, and that's what I get all the time, that people say that's the exact word they use, is that the show is absolutely amazing, you know. So I think that's more than anything, is that, you know, people will be blown away by what they see.
Well, Barry, thank you very much for your time. Ka, of course, performs 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Saturday through Wednesday. Tickets ranging from kids' tickets for $34.50, adults' tickets starting at $69, perfect for your next vacation to Las Vegas. Thank you very much for your time, and we wish you the best of luck in your career in Ka and whatever else you decide to do in the future. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you, man.